this on. Thank you once again, worship band.
谢谢敬拜赞美团队。
Once again, welcome. And I know you all just sat down, but I'm going to make you do a bit of exercise. Can you all please stand up for the reading of the Word of God?
再次欢迎大家，请大家再一次的起立，我们一起来做一些小小的练习，读神的话语。
I'm reading from the ESV, Colossians 1, verses 19 to 29. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. And you, who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death,in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him. If indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake.And in my flesh, I am filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is, the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God that was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known, the mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now revealed to his sake.To them, God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. For this I toil, struggling with all his energy that he powerfully works within me.This is the word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
请坐。
Again, once for those of you who are new or here for the first time, we welcome you in the name of Christ.
我们欢迎第一次到我们中间的弟兄姊妹，愿主的祝福与我们同在。
So we are working our way through the book of Colossians, and today we are in Colossians 1.Verses 19 to 29.
我们最近一起在读哥罗西书，今天我们要进入哥罗西书一章的19到29节。
So Lord Jesus, as we come around Your Word this morning,
愿主耶稣基督的话语来到我们中间。
As we continue in worship,
我们继续的敬拜他。
May Your Holy Spirit open our ears and soften our hearts.
愿圣灵打开我们的心，打开我们里面的灵。
And may you speak to each one of us individually.
愿主耶稣你在我们每一个人心里面说话。
And may you speak to us corporately as a church.
也对我们整个教会来说话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
好，我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
All right, so I don't want to go through this in great detail, but for those of you who do not know where Colossae is, it's in modern-day Turkey or Turkey.
这是看到我们地图上面看到哥罗西书哥罗西教会所在的位置在土耳其的旁边。
And it's along the river.
在河边。
Now, again, for those of you who have been following us over the years, you know that we encourage you to try to do a study of your own of each book, and we encourage you to see if you can come up with a title.
我们也鼓励大家在这一段时间之内一起来读哥罗西书，也是把哥罗西书分段成这样一些段落。
So one way you can look at the book of Colossians is that you can give them an overall title of the preeminence of Christ in many things.
在哥罗西书当中也是给我们列举了罗列了整个这个基督在这个哥罗西教会当中他一系列的这个主题。
I don't intend to go through all of it.
今天牧师不是跟我们要一步一步的一个一个细节的来讲。
That's for Pastor Kenny to do.
这是交给 Pastor Kenny 来做。
And that's for the small group leaders to do.
也是让我们各个小组的组长们、领袖们来做这个分解。
But another way that we can look at the book of Colossians is that we can look at it in terms of the supremacy of Christ in the church, and because of that, the submission to Christ in the church.
我们也可以分成两个部分来看哥罗西书，一个部分是基督在教会当中居首位，另一个部分是教会对基督的顺服。
And these slides will be made available if you want to do further study.
也可以让我们继续的在这个方面我们进行阅读。
However, last week Pastor Kenny was starting to talk, and we looked at it in a bit that there are three aspects of preeminence of Christ, if you can put it that way. The first one is the preeminence of Christ in creation, then the preeminence of Christ in redemption, and then thirdly, the preeminence of Christ in the church.
上周开始，我们的牧师也是在哥罗西书的讲道当中，把哥罗西书这个基督在万有当中居首位来分成三个部分，一个部分是基督是创造当中居首位，第二个是在救赎当中居首位，第三个是在教会当中居首位。
So today, God willing, we will look at preeminence of Christ in redemption and then in the church.
我们今天要看到的是基督在救赎当中居首位，并且是在教会当中居首位。
So if you got your Bibles, follow along.
这是神至高无上的救赎。
We will start in verses 19 and 20.
我们从哥罗西书的一章十九节和二十节先来看起。
And then we, in these two verses, we read that it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in Him.
在第十九节当中可以看到，父欢喜叫一切的丰盛居住在他里面。
This Father's Day, as we come around our Heavenly Father,
在如今今天这个父亲节当中，我们一起来到我们父的面前。
May we realize that it was the Father's good pleasure, our Heavenly Dad wanted to fill us.
这是何等荣耀的一件事情，是我们天上的父他要在我们里面与我们同在。
And he put all his fullness God in him. Who is this him?
他要把这样子的一个丰盛放在他的里面，那他是谁？
The him refers to Christ Jesus.
他就是主耶稣基督。
So God put himself into Christ JesusAnd then in verse 20, we read that through Christ to reconcile all things to himself.
神把他的自己放在了主耶稣基督的里面。二十节也告诉我们说到，在耶稣基督里面要成就神的一切。
What a picture of a father.
这是如何美好的一个画面。
What a challenge to us earthly fathers.
也对我们是一个挑战。
Through Christ to reconcile all things, not some things, not just one thing, all.
是所有一切的丰盛，神所有一切的丰盛要给予我们。
And he did it by making peace through the blood of the cross, his cross, Christ Jesus' cross that he had to bear.
他是通过主耶稣基督被钉十字架，通过主耶稣基督，他要成就他的一切。
Through him, all things on earth as well as in heaven.
在地上所有的一切是通过主耶稣基督，他要把神一切的丰富，通过主耶稣基督十字架的宝血成就了他的和平。
So in other words, what is the lesson from these two verses alone? It is that Jesus Christ is the embodiment of the one true God.
这两节经文告诉我们，主耶稣基督是唯一真神的化身。
He is not just another teacher. He's not just another prophet, as some people would teach. He's not just another heavenly being or an angelic messenger or just a normal mediator.Jesus Christ is not just anything. He is God redeeming us.
Amen. 他不仅仅是一个老师，也不仅仅是一个先知，也不仅仅是天使的使者，他不是其他任何的东西，他是神给我们的救赎。
This has been mentioned before. Faith in Jesus plus something is not faith in Jesus at all. If you put your faith in Jesus plus study Jesus plus having a church, that I said, Jesus plus having, something else, it's not faith in Jesus Christ at all.
如果对主耶稣加上其他任何东西的信心，就不再是真正的信心。加上其他任何东西，包括教会，包括你的学习，包括所有其他任何的东西，那它就不再是真正的信心。
Jesus is completely unique and completely sufficient to meet all your needs. He is the greatest human being ever because he is fully human and fully God.
主耶稣是独一无二的，他完全满足我们一切的所需。他是最伟大的，因为他既是完全的人，也是完全的神。
In other words, true faith has got to be in Jesus plus nothing.
另外一句话说来，就是我们对主耶稣基督的信心是完全的信心，不加任何其他东西的信心。
Why? Because no one else in history is like him.
为什么？因为历史上无人能够与他相比。
Because only Jesus could bear our sin.Because he's the very God whose law has been transgressed.
只有耶稣能够担当我们的罪，因为他本身就是神。
Jesus Christ is God saving us from our sins. It is God redeeming us at great cost to him.
因为只有主耶稣他能够担当我们的罪，他本身就是神，而人违背的律法正是出于他的。
If you say, if I say that we belong to Jesus, remember this, that to belong to Jesus Christ is to belong to him who has authority over all things in heaven and earth are subject to God.
主耶稣基督给我们的所有的东西都是从神而来的，是他给我们的所有的。所以他就是那位掌管宇宙万有的，天下地下所有的权柄都伏在神的底下。
So in other words, let's move now to what does that mean practically.
我们一起来看基督在救赎当中居首位，我们一起来看实际。
And Paul reminds us that although the reconciliation that God initiated came Even though you and I were far away from him, we were hostile in our mind, and you and I, whether you want to admit it or not, were engaged in evil, nasty deeds.
保罗教导我们，其实之前我们与神隔绝了，因着恶行，心里与他为敌。可是主耶稣基督他要把我们带回来，他要把我们带回到神的面前来。
And you know, when you love somebody and that person actually doesn't want to love you back, boys and girls and younger teenagers and maybe some of us older ones will know that feeling sometimes that you go, I love you, and the other person go, don't really care.
我们可能会有这样一个体会，就是千年的时候我们爱一个人，可是那个人却没有感受，他不爱我。
Read what verse 22 says. It says, yet, even though you didn't want him, yet he has now reconciled you in his fleshly body to death. He died for you.And me.
在二十二节说到，如今，他藉着耶稣基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好。
Fathers, husbands, this day we are told to love our wives as Christ loved the church. How many of us want to die today?
如今
How many of you want to die? I'm looking at you, Daniel. Sorry.
有没有人今天会说我想死？
That is how much God loved us, how much Christ loved us, and the depth of how much He wanted to do to reconcile us to Him.
这是主耶稣基督所成就的，他那份牺牲的爱，他的受死，就是要与我们和好。
Why did He do that?
他为什么这么做？
In order to present you before Him, holy, blameless, and beyond reproach. Nobody else would have done that.
没有人会这样做，因为主耶稣基督受死了，使我们成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，要把我们引到神的面前。
The philosophy of this world tells us that humans are great and we've done great things. You look at buildings, you look at architecture, you look at what the humanity has achieved over the years. It is wonderful. But if you are willing to admit it, humanity's true condition is horrible. It is terrible. You know, yesterday we hear that, you know, the Pentagon has been renamed the Department of War, and you go,Department of War? Okay, fine.
虽然我们看到这个世界上面有很多东西，人类的成就，有很多看似好的东西，但实际上面来说，人类的真实状况是可怕的。
But while our condition is terrible, God's reconciling condition and purpose is so very magnificent and wonderful, because He desires to present us holy, blameless.And beyond reproach. In other words, you are now fellow heirs of Christ's promise.
可是神要和我们和好的旨意却是伟大而奇妙的。神的心意是在他面前使我们成为圣洁、无瑕疵、无可责备的。我们也因此成为基督应许的同为后嗣。
So because of that,What is the practical application? Are we willing to submit completely to God who is at work in you? Practical holiness should be our life's goal.
那我们要如何？我们要如何成在生活实际当中成为神所要我们成为的这样子的人？我们必须完全的顺服那位在你里面运行的神，在实践上面的圣洁应当成为我们生命的目标。
And you say to me, that's not practical, but submission is.
我们一起。
Okay, so let's go on to verse 23, because, you know, the thing when you break it up, it's actually one full flow. So what Paul then goes on to say is holy and blameless and beyond reproach. If indeed, now you remember me saying this before, that's one of the biggest two-letter words in the scriptures, if. If indeed you continue in the faith, firmly established, steadfast, not moved away from the hope of the gospel that you have heard, which was proclaimed in all of creation under heaven. You know, that, when you think about it, is such a truth. Now, this condition doesn't assume that you're going to drift. The implication of this in its original text is that you will continue. All right?That you will continue. So Paul, actually, God is actually saying, you are holy and blameless and beyond reproach, but there's an expectation. Continue.
Simplify.
She said to me to keep going. So, Sorry, Joanna.
That's right. That's just want to save time. Yeah. 这一节经文上面告诉我们，如果你们果真，只要你们在所信的道上恒心，根基稳定，坚定不移，不致被引动失去福音的盼望，这福音就是你们所听过的，也是传于普天下万人听的。我保罗也做了这福音的指示。
So how do you continue in the faith? There's a word that starts with the letter P.
我们如何在这里面继续进行？那其中有一个词，这个词开始于这个单词，这个单词开始于 P。
I think it's 13 letters, Joseph.
十三个字，这个词当中有十三个字。
He's very good, you know. Perseverance. Persevere.
是持守到底。
If you want to know whether your faith is genuine, see if there's perseverance.
持守到底，显明信心。
I put it to you that faith and perseverance go hand in hand like a horse and a carriage.
持守到底，是显明信心的真实性。
It is part of your salvation and your walk with the Lord.
这是我们能够跟神一起同行的一个方法。
We are often tempted to go enough. I'm going to withdraw. I'm going to step back from what is happening. But God says, persevere. Hang in there.
有的时候我们要退缩，有的时候我们要往后退，可是神的话语告诉我们，我们要持守到底，继续往前。
See, the ground of our salvation is the shed blood of Christ. And part of that evidence of our salvation is our continuing in the Lord.
救恩的根基在于基督所流的宝血。救恩的证据之一是继续在主里面行走。
We have to press on. We have to persevere. We have to continue in the faith. And we cannot persevere in our own strength.You want to do it in your own strength, by all means, do it. But if you listen to those of us who are perhaps a bit longer in the tooth and older, we will probably tell you, well, Pastor Kenny is not old, but he's young, and he will tell you that you can't do it apart from the power of God in your life.
如果我们要继续往前行，啊、我们碰到难处的时候也要继续往前行，那一些有经历的年长的会知道，会碰到难处的时候继续往前行，那如何去行是一个必不可少的条件，是要靠主，靠主继续往前行，靠神的力量往前行。
And if you don't believe that you need the power of God in your life, go and look at John 15:5.
如果说你、要知道这个靠神的力量的话，我们请看约翰福音第十五章五节。
It is by grace. And it's what we call God's enabling grace.
是靠神给我们的力量的恩典。
And God's enabling grace is required at the beginning of your walk, in the middle of your walk, and right at the end of your journey, you still need God's enabling grace. Philippians 1:6.
神的恩典是在起初的时候，在中间的时候，甚至于在我们这个旅程的结束的时候，神的恩典一直跟我们与我们同行。这是在腓立比书的一章六节说到。
I attended a funeral on Friday.
周五的时候，牧师去参加了一个葬礼。
It was a man called Neville. A man called Neville.
一个叫 Neville 的一个人。
He was an elder in a church in Clayton.
他是在 Clayton 教会当中是一个。
I think he was 93, if I remember correctly, when he passed.
他是在93岁的时候过世的。
And the last 10 years, he had been suffering from dementia and was in a home.
在过去的十年当中，他都经历了这个 dementia.
His mind had gone.
老人痴，在过去十年当中经历的是老人痴呆，一些病痛。
But one thing in the testimony that came true from all his children was this.
他的孩子们为他做见证。
When you talk to him about the Lord, he came to life. He could suddenly talk and understand.
他能够明白，能够说的话语是。
And they said that he would share with people about the Lord.
他能够和人去分享神。
And they used to call him pastor in the home.
在之前的时候，这个教会当中都叫他是一位牧者。
Because he used to proclaim the life of Jesus right till the end.
因为他一直活出了基督的样式来。
And that's God's grace at work in his life right till the very end.
这是神的恩典与他同在，一直到他生命的结束。
By God's grace, I pray that that may be all of our story.
让神的恩典带领我们去走这一条路。
You see, and Paul said, if indeed in the scripture, it is a warning that the application of the gospel in our lives is not magic. It involves our minds, our hearts, and our will. All of us.
保罗在这段经文当中也说到，如果你们果真，这是一个警告。他是要告诉我们，福音的应用它并不是一个魔法，它是要在我们的心思、意念、心里面，都能够意志当中都完全的投入。
Our minds must feed on Christ and His Word. Our hearts are to focus on Christ in love, and our wills must take our practice, their practice and pattern from Christ.
我们的心思必须以基督的话语为根基。我们的心要以爱专注于基督，我们的意志也要以他为榜样，照他的实践和模式而行。
You can't get away from this, be it electronic or not. The scriptures are essential for our walk with the Lord.
我们不能离开神的话语而活，神的话语 是对我们生活当中是最最重要的准则。
So the lesson from this part is that God wants to reconcile us. God enjoys. He loves reconciliation. And you can see it in Christ Jesus too. Because he, the scriptures tell us, for the joy that was set before him endured the cross.
父神是愿意 与我们和好的，他是乐意与我们和好的，他喜悦这样子的和好。
So let's try to bring this part and summarize this part, all right?
我们一起来小结这个部分。
That Jesus is the only creator and the only sustainer of creation, verses 16 and 17 of this chapter.
16节到17节说到，耶稣是唯一的创造者和万有的维系者。
Christ Jesus is our only savior, verses 18 to 20.
18到20节说到，耶稣是唯一的救主。
Christ Jesus is all that we will ever need. It is Jesus plus nothing, or it isn't really Jesus at all.
耶稣基督就是我们一切的所需，若不是唯独基督，那就不是真正的福音。
Jesus, past, present, and future. He has completely changed our past. He is completely changing our present, and he will completely change our future if we continue in him.
主耶稣已经彻底改变了我们的过去，他对我们的现在正在进行改变，他要对我们的将来也会进行改变，如果我们能够一直去跟随他的话。
And if that doesn't make you excited, I don't know what will.
如果这个还不能让我们都兴奋起来的话，不知道能有什么让我们可以兴奋。
Perhaps it is that the fact is that Christ is preeminent in his church. Preeminent, by the way, it's a big word. It deals with supremacy, first in all things.
基督在我们教会当中居首位，在这个词居首位，我们要把基督放在首位。
And to do that, we have three questions.
通过这个，我们有三个问题要来问。
Why did Paul rejoice in his suffering and afflictions?
为什么保罗在这些困难痛苦当中，他依然能够喜乐？
Are there any masochists in our midst? That is, are there any of you who like pain?
有没有人喜欢疼痛？
That or not? Is that a shake? No. All right. Paul wasn't a masochist, okay? He didn't like pain. What did he say? Verse 24. Now I rejoice in my suffering for your sake, and in my flesh I do my share on behalf of his body, which is the church.In filling up that which is lacking in Christ's afflictions.
保罗也不喜欢疼痛，所以他在二十四节当中告诉我们说：“现在我为你们受苦，倒觉欢乐，并且为基督的身体，就是为教会，要在我肉身上补满基督患难的欠缺。”
I must admit this is a difficult verse, and perhaps we can tease it out more in our small groups.I put that challenge to the small group leaders for this week.
这里也稍微有一些难懂。牧师也是说到要把这个难点放在我们教会的小组的这个领袖当中。
Or if you have any problems, go to Pastor Kenny.
如果有问题的话，可以去询问 Pastor Kenny.
A bit of a sidetrack, but it's not really. Do you know that the Greek word for witness is derived from the word martyr.
我们是不是知道希腊文当中见证这个词？
So all of you who like to witness, you're all also martyrs. Karen is nodding her head.
要成为见证，他也要通过成为一个殉道者。
I put it to you, what Paul is trying to say here is that to witness is to suffer, and that our suffering is a means of witness that helps the church grow.
做见证就是要受苦，我们的受苦是一种见证的方式，它是要为帮助教会来成长。
Suffering and joy are essential parts of our Christian walk.
在这个基督的生命当中，受苦和喜乐都是基督信仰所不可缺少的部分。
What Paul is saying is this: we are joyful in suffering because we get nearer to Christ through experiencing some of what Christ's suffering was.
保罗告诉我们说，我们在受苦当中仍然喜乐。因为它使我们因经历基督的苦难，而使我们能够更加亲近基督。
And we are joyful because our sufferings benefit the church, whether you believe it or not.
不管你是否相信，这喜乐，我们的喜乐，是因为我们受苦，是为着我们的教会来受苦。
How many of you want to be a leader or a minister in Christ's body in His church? How many of you serve as leaders?
在我们的会众当中，有多少人是要成为领袖？
Don't be bashful. I know there are quite a number of you servant leaders in our midst. If you are, if you're thinking about it, may you think about this quote. It's by Ajith Fernando. He is from Sri Lanka. He's a pastor, teacher. And he said this back in 2007. So the witness of scripture and Christian church history is that usually before significant church growth, in other words, if you want revival,There are some in the church, especially the leaders, who will suffer. 2 Corinthians 4, if you don't believe it, go and look it up, verses 8 to 12.
这一位牧者费南尔多是来自于斯里兰卡的，他在2007年的时候也说过这样一句话，圣经与教会历史见证，教会每逢大大增长前，总有人，尤其是教会的领袖，先要经历苦难。如果你不信的话，可以去看哥林多后书的第四章八到十二节。
Pastor Kenny, I hope we don't have a drop in leadership after this. But this is serious because suffering and joy and the benefits of the church are rolled into one. But it is tied up with the mystery.
是的，这个是教会的奥秘之一啊。是喜乐和苦难要是在联合在一起的。
So what is this mystery? How many of you like mysteries?
有多少人喜欢知道奥秘？
Now I confess I like a good mystery detective novel. I love good detective stories where you try to figure out. I do not like the American ones as much as I like the British, I must admit. But I may be biased there because the American ones telegraph who the baddie is.Straight from the beginning, whereas sometimes in the English ones you try to figure it out. But what is the mystery that Paul talks about? So let us see what he says in verse 26. All right, verse 25. By the way, Daniel, a reminder that you are a steward, and your stewardship comes from the Lord. All right, emphasizing what Pastor Kenny said to you, the preaching.That you need to carry out fully the preaching of the word of God. But the preaching, Paul says, is a mystery that had been hidden, but now, has been made manifest to his saints. Who are his saints? No saints?We're not talking about St. Kilda here. You are the saints. So in other words, you have had the mystery told to you. It's been explained. Why? Verse 27, because God's will is to make it known. That is, there's a richness to the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. Who are the Gentiles?You are. Unless you are Jewish, you are Gentiles. Which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. You have a hope that has been put in you, every one of you who profess the name of Jesus Christ. You know what the mystery is. So don't go looking for a mystery.Don't try thinking that I need to unpack something wonderfully mysterious. It is plain. Christ in you, the hope of glory.
I think it can well explain and summarize in the scripture. I'm going to read the scripture.
Yes.
在哥罗西书一章二十五到二十六还有二十七节，很好的诠释了牧师刚刚所举的这些例子。说道，我照神为你们所赐我的职分做了教会的执事，要把神的道理传得全备。这道理就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了。神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们的心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
If you look, and I won't spend a lot of time on Ephesians, but Paul also talks of the mystery there. But basically, is that you are fellow heirs, you're members of the body of Christ, you are partakers in the promise of Christ Jesus through the gospel. As members of the body,You cannot say you do not like the body part that's next to you. Because if you do, you have a problem. Can you imagine going, I don't like this little bit on me? And okay, nowadays you can go and get laser surgery or whatever, but I don't like this part, I'll remove that. I don't like my little toe, I'll remove that. I don't like my finger, I don't like that. You could do that. Modern surgery allows you to do that, but I wouldn't advise it.
这个基督的奥秘，保罗在以弗所书的三章四到六节也告诉我们说到，这奥秘在以前历代没有人知道，如今借着圣灵启示他的圣徒和先知一样，这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同盟应许。那这是我们在教会当中，我们肢体当中，我们就成为互为肢体。那我们不能厌弃我们的肢体。我们虽然说现在有这个医学的科技，可以说我不喜欢哪个部分可以去掉它，但是这不是我们整个肢体在一起的这样一个看见。
In Colossians 2, it actually explains further about the mystery. So the mystery is to reconcile Gentiles, us in.But the true knowledge of the mystery is found in Christ himself, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. That's for next week. All right? But this, think about this, Christ himself, Jesus only. Jesus has the answers. And if Christ is in you, the hope of glory,And you want to be no wisdom, no Christ, yet to know Jesus.
在哥林多后书二章当中会要说到，那是在下周以后的讲道内容当中会说到，耶稣是我们的中心，没有耶稣什么都没有。
You see, reconciliation.God wants to just reconcile everybody. The Jew and the Gentile getting together was a miracle. It is a miracle, especially in today's climate. All right? But Christ came, broke down the wall of separation, making Jew and Gentile one. One new man, establishing peace. And that was the miracle. Jew and Gentile sitting at one table.As one in Christ. That's the miracle.
那奇妙的事情是，这个奥秘是，犹太人和外邦人是从来是敌对的，是不能在一起的。那主耶稣所做的这个事情，这个奇妙的这个奥秘，是使外邦人和犹太人能够和平的坐在一张桌子上面，能够这样子来化解他们之间的恩怨。
But I put it to you, the greater miracle is in, have a look around yours here today among yourselves. The miracle is that you are all here as one in Christ Jesus.
这个奥秘就是我们在座的每一位，在这里的每一个都是基督的一个部分。
You know, when we look at all the races, we are all slightly, if I can use the word racist,You know, the Chinese think everybody else is the devil.
用这个种族歧视来说的话，是一个是好的，其他都是不好的。
Yeah, if you think about it, you know what you call the foreigner? Devil. The English think they are the best nation in the world, and they were at one point, but you know, things change.Everybody else thinks that everybody else is worse off than them. But God came to reconcile all of us.
神来了使我们与之和好，能够来和好。那原来的就是有人就会认为说我是最好的，其他人都没有我好。那神要来，神来说到的这个和好是要让我们在主里面都归于一。
Kent Hughes said this, one of the greatest glories of the gospel is that it brings people who are different from each other together.
福音最大的荣耀之一就是使原本迥然不同的人在基督里能够合而为一。
You can be black, brown, white, green. You can be fat, thin, tall, short. God brings us all together in Christ.
你可以是各种各样不同的人，神把我们联合在一起，合而为一。
And then He fits us into His body.
他也在住在我们的里面。
What happened in Colossae, which was a miracle, did happen, can happen today, and does happen today.
在哥罗西教会当中发生的这些事情，那我们如今依然在发生，并且还要发生。
We're ending. You'll be glad to know.
进入结束。
And this is the last question. Who is a minister in the Lord?
最后一个问题是，谁是基督的执事？谁是基督的领袖？
You know, I don't know if any of you have heard of Muhammad Ali or Cassius Clay.
有谁知道 Muhammad Ali?
Sorry, this is totally unprepared. Muhammad Ali was a famous boxer when I was growing up. He was number one in the heavyweight for a long time, and he had a great opinion of himself. He used to think, his thing is, I'm the greatest. I am the greatest.
Muhammad Ali 曾经是一个拳手，他在比赛当中的时候，他认为我是最好的，没有人能够比过我。
And there's a story told about him that when he got on a plane once, and he was asked to put on his seatbelt,
有曾经有过一次，他要坐飞机，他要要求被绑上安全带。
He turned to the air host, the air steward, and said, "Superman don't need any seat belt."
他对这个飞机上的这个空姐说到说，我是一个Superman, 我是个超人，我不需要绑安全带。
And the steward replied, "Well."You ain't no Superman, and you can't fly.
他说：“如果你认为你是自己是一个超人的话，那你可以飞。”
Would you please put on your seatbelt, sir?
那请你也要绑上你的安全带。
To which he did.
他也绑上了。
What is your idea of a Christian leader or servant?
那基督徒的执事是什么样子的呢？
You got to remember this: is that Colossae.Paul did not found Colossae. He was never there.
保罗没有去过哥罗西教会。
He only wrote letters to them.
他只是写信给哥罗西教会。
So there were two schools of thought about Paul. One of them was he was like this Superman-like character, like some of us. We think we are someone who plants churches in every city, someone who can perform miracles at the snap of a finger.Somebody who stands out in the crowd, who is tall, intelligent, highly educated, Superman.
So,
his teeth are white, his eyes sparkle.
So, in the Colossian Church, because Paul has not gone, so they have some rumors about Paul. They think he is a hero-like person, or that he can go anywhere and build a church, or that he is a person who can do miracles everywhere, or that he is a person who has received high education.
Or is a leader, a servant, someone who mumbles, who can't talk clearly, who is a weakling, he looks like he's a...You know, he ain't no Superman. Or is he somebody who's always in trouble with the law and ends up in jail?
还有人有这样子一个想法，认为他是不是一个常常喃喃自语的人，也是就是他只是会写信感动，却自己是一个软弱无助的人，或者他因为触犯了律法而被关到监狱当中去了。
Paul gives some idea, insight into what a servant leader is.That you proclaim him, that you admonish every man with all wisdom, that you present every man complete in Christ Jesus. That the servant leader labors to that purpose according to the power of God or Christ, which works mightily in that person.
保罗给我们这样说道。他说真正的执事是受苦的仆人，指向那位真正受苦的仆人，就是主耶稣基督。
You see, because the gospel in the end is a message about a crucified Messiah.
福音就是关于一位被钉十字架的弥赛亚。
And I put it to you that what Paul is saying and what God is saying to all of us who serve is this, that a Messiah needs to add nothing to Jesus' sacrifice except the suffering that's involved in proclaiming the love of Christ and proclaiming the death of Christ in weakness wherever you may be, in your school, in your class, in your workplace. You are all servant leaders proclaiming the work of Christ done in your life.
当我们在我们所在的任何的环境当中，不管是在学校当中、工作当中，在所有的环境当中，我们要来为基督受苦，能够来做这受苦的仆人，是指向我们的主耶稣基督。
Don't try to be a hero for God.
不要想要成为神的超人。
Be a servant.
要成为一个仆人。
Because a minister, and a minister means nothing more than somebody who ministers. Some people have been ministering to one another, those who have been sick, the quiet ones who bring food, who bring things, the people who can't go out in the sun for a little while, for example. A minister, I put it to you, is a suffering servant who points to the true suffering servant, Christ Jesus.
基督徒的领袖唯一能够添加的就是来为基督受苦，在各方面的事工上面要来为基督受苦，因为那是指向耶稣基督的。
So the ultimate lesson, and with this we will end, is that to grow and keep on going with Christ for each one of you. I cannot get more practical than that, perhaps, my friends, because to become fully mature in Christ means that you need to understand that the gospel which has been proclaimed to you is now in you, and that you have Christ in you, the hope of glory. It is God's grace that has enabled this.
我们成长唯独是因着基督，在基督里面我们成长是成了神荣耀的盼望，我们在这当中逐渐的成熟完全，是靠着神的恩典。
You see, when you think about it, I think this song expresses it so well. We can never explain God's grace, not by our earthly reason. How did the Prince of Life, without a stain, without any sin, his life was traded for our sin, our life. Okay? And you know, his grace reaches every tribe, every nation. And it's called us, if you've never known it, to enter in to the joy of salvation. And I'll end with the chorus of this one. Some of you know this one. By grace I am redeemed, or by grace we are redeemed. By grace we are restored. And because of that, we can now freely walk into the arms of Christ our Lord. That is grace. That is God saying, I died for you. I want you to come back to me.
这首恩典之歌在副歌当中也告诉我们说，因恩典我得赎回，因恩典我得恢复，如今我能够自由走进我主耶稣的怀抱。是主在十字架上为我们的受死，他现在来呼召我们，要我们转向他，回到他的怀抱。
So let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father,
天父上帝,
Heavenly Father, from whom all things come, Lord.
我们慈爱的天父上帝,
we thank you for your reconciliation, Lord.
我们感谢，感谢你与我们的和好。
We thank you that it was your good pleasure, Lord, to fill Christ, your Son, Lord, with all of your fullness, so that he may reconcile us back to you.
谢谢主耶，谢谢神，你赐下的主耶稣基督，你派差派他来，要使我们与主与神和好。
Father, we thank you for the shed blood of Christ Jesus. We thank you for the blood which was shed for us, which washes us white as snow and enables us, Lord, to come before you now by grace.
谢谢主耶稣基督，你的宝血洗净我们，把我们洗得像雪一样白，能够使我们回转到你的面前来。
For by grace we are redeemed.
谢谢你的恩典，我们得到了救赎。
By grace we are restored.
谢谢神，你的恩典使我们能够恢复。
And now,
如今
may we walk freely into the arms of Christ, your Lord and my Lord.
如今我们可以在你的恩典当中，我们可以自由地走向你的怀抱。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.